finding a bug in your Apple products.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in Washington, I'm David Gura, in for David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and the economy. Hackers are attacking iPhone and iPad users in China. They've been able to break into Apple's closed system with a new piece of malicious software, or malware. Security researchers with a company called Palo Alto Networks call it WireLurker. And here to talk about how it spread is John Sudworth. He's a correspondent for the BBC, joining us from Beijing. Hi there, John.
Hi, David.
So walk me through how this malware works.
Basically, what's been happening in China is those who have jailbroken iPhones, those who have unlocked the phone security to allow them to download bits of software from third-party sites, take the infected software unknowingly, and what they're then able to do, it seems, is pass those infected apps on to other users who do have the locked phone. So if they plug their phone in by USB device into an Apple computer, the app will be shifted onto the computer. And what's worrying, they say, is that something like 350,000 people have so far downloaded these infected bits of software in China. You know, it's anybody's guess how many others they may then have passed it on to.
What's at risk here? Do we have any sense of who's behind this?
No, and what's extraordinary is the researchers say they don't really know what the intention is. They think at the moment that there is the capacity, for example, to remove bits of data, contacts from the phone, that kind of thing. It has the potential, if the people, the designers behind it, so wanted to do more malicious things, take people's Apple IDs, for example, the sort of information with which it would be potentially possible, of course, to do a little bit of damage.
John Sudworth, correspondent for the BBC. We reached him in Beijing. John, thanks very much.
Pleasure, David.
Open up the Wall Street Journal today, and you'll see an op-ed by the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and the man who's presumed to be the next Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. It's an outline of their plan for the next term when Republicans will control both houses of Congress. And on the agenda, they write, is, quote, renewing our commitment to repeal Obamacare. While it's unlikely they'll be able to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, lawmakers could make some changes to health care, including Medicaid. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports.
To understand what reforms the GOP may propose, first, understand this. Lots of Republicans oppose Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act on philosophical grounds.
Medicaid was a program designed for the truly needy, and Obamacare makes it an income-based and goes much higher for working-age, able-bodied adults.
Josh Archambault with the Foundation for Government Accountability says conservatives tend to think able-bodied adults shouldn't get government-funded health care. So states, including ones with new GOP governors, may pitch Medicaid reforms that introduce monthly premiums and co-pays. Robin Rudowitz with the Kaiser Family Foundation expects to hear lots of proposals in the coming months.
How far they go, I think that's a question.
Until now, federal health officials have blocked reforms that would make it hard for people to get health care, like mandatory work requirements. In other words, there might be a lot of Republican proposals that die on the vine. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. The 100 share index in London is down 0.15%. The DAX in Germany is up 0.1% as the European Central Bank's Governing Council meets in Frankfurt to make a decision on interest rates. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down slightly. There's an exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art in New York right now of Matisse's cutouts, some of his most famous work. Matisse made many of these pieces when he was in his 80s. And that got Chris Farrell, Marketplace's economics guy, thinking about aging and creativity. Hey, Chris.
How you doing, David?
Good. So if I turn on a TV, it's likely I'm going to see an ad for retirement, and the message is going to be, look, we're living longer. That's cause to rethink retirement, maybe rethink when you start retirement.
People are working longer these days, David. I mean, the older worker, the worker who's around 65, that's the fastest growing segment of the workforce. People are realizing, this image that you have on TV of you're going to be playing golf or you're going to be taking the RV off on the road through the sunset. You know, maybe you're going to do a little bit of that, but you're still going to need to earn an income.
Well, square this with me. I remember during the recession, after the recession, there were a lot of reports, a lot of data indicating that older Americans in particular were having a harder time getting jobs. Has that changed?
Well, what has happened is that older Americans are sticking with their jobs, but if you lose your job, it's really hard to get another job. And it's for a lot of reasons, much of it simply negative stereotypes. I mean, if you think about the older worker and the way people talk about the older worker, the notion of gray hair and creativity, that's an oxymoron, right? No one associates gray hair with creativity. But here's the thing. Older workers know they have to continue working. They are staying on the job more. And as they do that, a lot of these stereotypes about the older worker are going to fall by the wayside.
Are companies recognizing that? Are they doing things differently?
What most companies are trying to do now, particularly your big companies, is they want to have a stable workforce. But what that means is that it's really hard when you got a new task coming along, or you have a challenge, you got a problem. And so what they're doing is they're bringing back these older workers, the retired workers, and have them work on this project. And they're all talking about how creative these older workers are. And the reason is they're no longer worried about turf, no longer worried about budgets, no longer worried about a promotion. They're simply coming in to solve a problem and then go off. And so older workers are incredibly creative given the opportunity.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's economics guy. Thank you, Chris, as always.
Thanks a lot.
Finally, Americans are spending less money on shaving, $2.3 billion less last year, according to the Washington Post. It seems men are tired of paying for expensive, fancy razors, and some of us, myself included, are shaving less frequently. The beauty of radio. What men are spending more on, analysts say, is skincare. In Washington, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.